right with John McCormick and Andy Donaldson.
Well, nice of Homer to pop in.
Homer pops in every week. Actually, it's David Legg, a friend of ours, and he's exceptional at the voiceovers, of course. And he makes a very good career out of it. I wish I could.
Well, he's still going, which is amazing.
I used to play Blake in Australia, wouldn't you believe?
Yeah.
Well, a few blokes are allowed to do it.
And he looks like Jimmy Hannon or Junior.
People wouldn't know who Jimmy Hannon is, but
he used to do an ad on television, didn't he?
No, he used to do a lot of ads, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, that's so much for David. Let's get
We're just giving you a plug, David.
Yeah, we're just like that. Now, Caroline's coming in. Now, you're going to have to look.
Caroline's here.
Caroline is here, and I want to welcome you first, but you're going to have to help me with your surname. I've got to write it SEM, but I'm struggling. Had a big week.
It's French, so it makes it a bit tricky. It's Caroline Guilmac-Bruni.
Guilmac-Bruni.
You obviously don't struggle with accents, by the way.
Ooh la la. How's
that? You did do that last time we
I did. I was so spot on, wasn't I?
Johnny's a bit tired.
I've had a big week doing a lot of...
He's had to learn script, which he's not good at. It was for a big television commercial.
You've got to learn five pages of script.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's hard to commit to memory. Anyway, it was a very, very long couple of days for me.
And you were the winner.
And you know what? Yeah, you go and you do all this casting. You get down and finally get down to two.
No,
it's been hours upon hours.
He walked in here and he was like...
I was so worried last night. I've been doing this thing for bloody 7 hours reading scripts with 30, 40 people. I've got the gig.
And
oh, no,
we
went with the other one. Yeah, we'd spent the money. Bought a car, bought everything. It's gone. We didn't get a cracker. I get a couple hundred bucks for turning up.
Now, talking about business and money, yeah, you've just been doing exceptional things. The last we spoke to you, you were telling us about the MCG and the first day
of
your business, which was really interesting. We loved it.
Yeah.
And all the different things that go wrong at the MCG.
That's why we're there. Yep.
Now, were you involved in the Commonwealth Games at all?
No. So we did the polo, which is the last thing we chatted about.
Oh, that's right.
Craig had been on and talking about the polo, and then we did the first day of the polo. Obviously, we went into the back end of the football season and grand final and all those sorts of things. And we also do other events all the way through, all around the country, actually.
So
that keeps us definitely pretty busy. Obviously, I'm not busy enough because I've decided to create new businesses.
I'm getting confused on all the different businesses.
What are we here for? Are we here for...
Yes, well, she's up for
new now?
She's up for these amazing awards because she's juggling all these businesses.
Well, it's funny that you say juggling because I'm up for the Best Juggler Award.
Oh, really?
Which is an entrepreneurial award at the National Business Brilliance Awards, which is hosted by mums who are entrepreneurs. So it's a company called Motivating Mums, and they pretty much support mums that are business owners. So they created the awards a few years ago, and we're going to have a conference and some awards on the 26th of May in Hawthorne. So I got nominated, and then I became a finalist, and all under my new business.
That wasn't for Event Aid?
No, which is very cool.
Wow. So,
there's two things here. You might be able to get the gig doing the comp. What is the new business?
So
the new business is called Organize, Curate, Design, which is tricky. Mm-hmm. And the concept is that I am now a life assistant. So think to yourself, wouldn't you love to have an assistant?
And
a cleaner.
And everything.
Yeah. Everything.
You can outsource everything.
Yeah.
So the reason why I've chosen the title Life Assistant is I help people in that grey space between work and life and home. So as opposed to having an executive assistant in your work, I come and help you with all the other things in your life. So it may be running errands, it may be researching to buy a new couch, it may be booking your holiday plans, it may be helping you look at all the different superannuations.
So you're helping other people who are juggling their lives.
Yeah, because I'm so good at juggling.
Now, do you go to their place or you do it off the internet or what happens?
It really depends on the client. So some clients really love me being there with them as they find that resonates with them and they get really organised while I'm around, and others will send me a list of tasks and I'll manage that for them remotely so I'm not kind of under their feet. So.
Is it more single mums or is it partners with mums?
It's actually interesting. So the idea came to me because I'm a parent and I'm a business owner and I'm quite busy, but I'm very organised. And so initially the concept was there's businesses out there, there's families out there that need help, because with technology these days we're all on so much more than we ever have been, and we're all juggling a million things. So to be able to, even for mums, even reading the school newsletter and plotting all that stuff that your kids have to do, that if you forget you're the worst parent in the world because you forgot. forgot that you didn't bring the gold coin donation for X day.
Oh, no, that's me. That's
you
really
dropped them
me.
Off and you forgot to put them in green because it's Environmental Day or whatever. As a parent, we're kind of juggling between being great parents, being really great at our jobs, or all the other things we're doing. So.
It's hard to do them all really, really well.
Yeah.
I mean, I've found that.
Okay, now I have a question here. I'm always the one that spoils things. But
yes, I know.
Let's just say I require your help.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but you do, men?
Of course.
Yeah, so not just...
Well, I'm talking my family, let's say.
Yeah, of course. Yes, yeah.
But we're on a pretty tight budget here.
Yep.
And is it a minimum hourly call-out rate?
It's a minimum of 2 hours.
Right.
But it's not necessarily on a set time frame. So if you just want 2 hours a month, because you know you get to a point in the month where it's really busy or you want it kind of last minute, that can be arranged. Or if you want it on a subscription model where you know that I'm coming in every Friday from 9 to 3 or whatever else, and that's what you're getting.
And you're going to plan my whole week for me, make sure this is paid.
And finances and paying bills and all that kind of stuff too. Wash the car.
Now I'm just thinking I'm wondering...
You sound like the second wife, actually.
It's a really good idea.
I reckon that's right.
But I have a problem with it, though, because working on radio, you don't get paid much. And I'm wondering what you would cost me for these 2 wonderful hours.
Well, it really depends on exactly what you need. So if you need me to do everything, then the cost is $50 an hour.
That's reasonable.
But if you think that you can do part of it, and part of it is wanting more of a coaching element, so there is a coaching element that I can provide, where I work with you, we write a to-do list, and then I say, okay, what things are you comfortable doing, and what things are you don't have time for, you don't really enjoy, and whatever else, I'm going to do these bits and pieces for you, and these are the things I want you to look after, but I'm going to call you at the end of the week and make sure I hold you accountable. And if you know that you're going to pay me to call you to check on you, you're going to get that stuff done.
That's really good.
I reckon it's a good idea. So let's say in my case, I'm going to...
Have you got lots of employees already, or is it just you?
Yeah, at the moment it's just me. I've got some subcontractors that are waiting in the wings for when I get busy.
Yeah.
Essentially, the other part is if there's a specialist item. So if a client comes to me and says, I need to update my will and I'm really not sure what solicitor to go to because I'm at this stage in my life. I'm not an expert in matters and I wouldn't want to give...
So then you outsource.
I would outsource that to some of the subcontractors that I have ready in waiting who have specialist areas. So,
God, it's just such a great... No wonder you've been nominated because it's... I've never thought of that.
Yeah. And it's really lovely to work with...
I think so.
So it's been really lovely to work with some clients that are single mums or whatever else. We're just inundated with information.
Well, you might only be required, maybe 3 hours a fortnight or 4 hours. That's that's good. Now, let's say if you're building a house, you say, God, I haven't got time to rest.
It's 20 years.
Here I am.
Yep.
And I know what it's doing to me. Swimming pools, we've got to get this done. Yep. And we haven't even laid a brick yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems to be piling up more and more on my desk. And I'm going, what I have to pay... what I should pay and what I can't pay, and it's all about these replies.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's all the little things that you don't think about.
Servicing the ewe.
Well, it's just everything's going on. My mind's still on
trying
to get the pool out of the ground, but because it's got to come up in the air, so and then getting decks around, who do I see and who do I talk to, and rather than me sitting there on the bloody going through my phone trying to find out who to talk to, have someone there go, well, listen, you should speak to this guy. Now you need to speak to this guy. Then you need to, and then your day's planned. Once you get that much on your table, you go, when I'll start.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So and then you get it all out of context. Thinking, I should have done that first. Now I can't do that. I'm going to go back to him.
Yeah.
So it does get difficult. And I'm aware of that. So
so that's where the business name came from. So I come in, I work with clients, and I organise their list of their life. I curate it, and I identify what's beautiful, what stays, what's working really well, and what needs to go. And then I help them design their new, more organised, balanced life.
And then you have to go home and do it for your family.
I've got that one.
I was thinking, Andy, would there be a job in there for you? But I'm thinking, sort of trying to get stuff organised. No, I think you might fail that one.
Oh, no, not at all. It's just
well, it would be better than making pies. Sorry, I had to throw that in.
Don't even go there.
Is this a story?
Don't ruin my image.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just slipped out. Yeah, I'll, No.
You owe me one.
No, I'm pilot. Just been doing a little bit of work for some charity. Wondering if there was a little pie for me.
You're very funny, Johnny.
I'm hoping when we go to a break, there could be a camera smashed on my head.
You do what you have to do, basically.
Look, I agree with that. And we all have to do some jobs that you don't
know. Well, I know a few that you've had to do over the years, too.
And it's not all beer and Skittles.
You can just outsource your jobs now.
I know, but I suppose it comes back to cost for some people too.
Yeah, it does.
But I think that's reasonable because at this stage, you know, like $120 is a lot of money. If you can get your whole week planned or your month planned or something, and I mean, it might be done for you right there. You might go, right, bang.
Just the tasks that you know you can't get to.
That's it.
Yeah,
definitely. So
oh,
that's really
awesome.
Exciting being nominated for an award when the business is only 9 months old.
I know.
Yeah, that's great.
So you hadn't started that last time we interviewed you.
No.
Did you have it in mind or not?
I had it in mind because I had a few things on my to-do list, but they were really high level. It was like rolling my super and updating my wheel and all that sort of stuff. And then I chatted to some friends and they were like, I can't even get to my kids to school on time, let alone like thinking about all the big stuff.
Yeah.
So the more I spoke to people, and the market has huge potential, so I was speaking to some of them, I was saying, my elderly parents want to update their phone plan and they want to get on social media so they can stay in touch with people and whatever else, but they don't know where to start. They just need someone to work with them.
Elderly is a really interesting because they get overwhelmed.
Yeah. You know what? They got all the money.
Well, they have too.
And they just need that support, or even tradies who, you know, have run their small businesses but don't have much support in that space.
And there's plenty of them down here.
There's a lot. You know, I noticed with the elderly, one of their big things is they don't drive anymore and they need to go to Aldi or they need to go to Woolworths. Yeah. They like to go in the store, but they can't get there.
Yeah.
You know, those things are really important to them. They pay a lot of money to do that.
Yeah.
You know, because they hate ringing up and getting it delivered. I know a lot of elderly people like that.
Because they want to get out and they want to have that.
It's a social thing for them.
And that's what's great as well, because I get to really get to know my clients and I know their kids and I know what they love and what they don't, so if they call up and say, actually I don't have time because I need to go get Johnny's going to a birthday party and blah blah blah, I know what Johnny loves, and so it's totally okay.
That's just fantastic. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
When do the awards actually
The awards are on the 26th of May, so I will find out then.
You have to come back and tell us.
I'll have to let you know how we go.
So what will it mean if you win?
For me, I'm just really excited that this new venture, which is essentially still a startup, is already getting some traction, and I'm already getting recognised for what I'm doing. And being a juggler is kind of what I do. It's easy. So to be able to do that is very, very
exciting. So how are you managing event aid in that?
I'm just really good at managing my time.
Because that's a big business.
Yeah, it is a big business. It's doing really well.
You've got other people that coordinate.
We've got an amazing team, and we've got up to 400 casuals now. We've got a big team. We've got a huge team.
That whole MCG thing is spinning me out, though. So I'm like, God, have you managed all
this? We've just done Anzac Day.
Question too. Are you involved with the AFL? It's all with the AFL now, is it?
It's all through the MCC. So that's who our contract is with. So we work closely with the teams at the MCC, and then we work with them to identify what we need to do.
So how many did they have on Anzac Day? Was it 95,000?
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Who won? Collingwood.
You might need some extra first aid depending on how you play.
That's right. I remember that now.
I thought the coach might need some too, just in case.
Well, you were trying to get rid of him.
Yes. Look, and I may still well up to Sunday.
Oh, look, I was a big supporter of him and Bucks, and I think he's doing a good job.
He's had 7 years to do a good job.
Yeah, well, you know what? He hasn't got very many good players, has he?
Well, it's his call. It's his call.
No, it's not Eddie's.
Hey, the coach, buy them. He says who I take. I won't go on there because we'll talk about, talking about Collingwood. I'm not saying the C word at this stage. It's out of my vocabulary until they're in top two or they win the flag. And then I'll be very much a Buckley fan.
Well, they're doing all right, though.
Hey, you want my honest opinion?
Yeah, I do.
I reckon this season's pretty average. Every team's average. Richmond's shining, and really, they were the only reason why they won the flag last year. They didn't have any injuries. They had a couple of good players, and they got through.
Well,
the rest of the teams were pretty average.
Yeah.
It was a pretty average competition. And so
the Swans were brilliant, though.
Oh, yeah, but injuries took them out, and they made the grand final, and injuries took them out. It's the best team. It's the last man standing. It's a grand final. You can have – look at Footscray won a flag. Isn't it a classic story? They won a flag 3 years ago, and they can't even make the eight. same players by one. So
it is a business now. It's not just
it's hard. It's very hard to win.
That's the difference.
And I am being hard on Buckley, but I feel like Collingwood. Oh, I want to be in the finals every year. But we're Collingwood.
Yeah,
we're not used to not being in the
boring.
Place, and I've got all my teeth too. most of them.
Yeah, very funny.
It's 5 minutes to five. You are on RPPFM. We're going to go to a break,
and we've got the news.
We've got the news in a couple of minutes. Yeah. But we'll go to a break. Okay, back soon. Got out of that.
I didn't even look. There's no clock in here, is there?
No, I'm going for this, but I think it's pretty good.
I reckon we'll just go through the news.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we should. Are we coming back at all? You're just going to go straight through?
There's no news.
No news. We'll cut the news out. We'll just come straight back to you.
No good news?
No good news. You ruined it for Collingwood.
Well, everyone's talking about it. Who
haven't I had a crack? Have I had a crack at the Labor Party yet? I'll let it go.
So then we've got two more.
We've had to do a swap over. We've only got a minute or so.
Oh, okay.
We didn't even get to say goodbye.
I'm going to say goodbye.
Oh, you got to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, say goodbye.
So, say goodbye and then do an ad.
And then do another ad.
Okay. Unless you want to do the news, and we'll come straight on the news.
Ah, the news is a bit tricky.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Oh, you've got to go on the other one. Yeah. What's that online? It was in tune when I bought it.
That's exactly what I'm hoping for, actually.
Hey, 30 seconds, guys.
30 seconds coming back in. Good. Thanks to everyone coming today. So this is Andrew. Good. Andrew's one. Good. Okay.
Hey, say hi.
Thank you.
I'm going to just say Carolina.
Just cheating. Just going to say Carolina.
And welcome back to the Peninsula, Ryan McJohn.
Hey, Frank.
It's good to see Frank Green drop in. Although he left us about 15 years ago. It's amazing how we can just dig him up and get him on the air that we have.
I do love that one.
Hey, Caroline, thanks for coming in.
No,
you may be getting a call from me. I'll tell you what, because I think this concept's sensational.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it'd be great to.
Well, I just admire you because you're just a go-getter, and I think that's just marvellous. Everything you've done has just been incredible, and it's an inspiration.
Thank you.
And now you need to give the Facebook details for all the companies.
Yes, for all of them.
Okay.
And by the way, you've got to come back. Hey, what sort of prize? Any money or something?
I don't know.
I reckon you would.
I'm not sure.
What about a beautiful naked lady trophy?
New car.
Yeah.
Trip overseas.
Could you imagine that? Or something like that?
No, you're going
to
get this.
Howdy. Like putting it out to some sponsors.
Hey, that'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Yeah. Wish you all the best.
If you find any for our show, just let us know as well.
Yeah, and Andy's always looking for some work, so hosting, so if you send that about, she's holding up the sign of
pleasure. I'll do anything, honestly, except wash dishes, and unfortunately that's what's happened.
Okay, if anyone's interested, it's organisedcuratedesign.com.
And that's it.
And you can find all the social media on the website.
Yeah, good.
That is fantastic.
And Event Aid.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, if you need
first aid. And, John, you're actually on Instagram now. I actually made
that
for you.
Am I? Yeah.
I gave you
all
my stuff.
Really? Yeah. Well, I don't because
I haven't had how to do it. I haven't had a chance to show you how to do it, but I like everything from you but to everyone else too.
I was actually on Facebook, saw my face. Just got off the spot.
You didn't even go on Facebook.
No, well, I was, and I took myself off it. I've seen all the problems they've had with it.
What, girls chasing
me? No, me trying to turn the computer off. That's it. Hey, we're going to go. Hey, here's a great song to you. This girl made a lot of money. Frankston girl made a lot of money, sold 20 million records. Madison Avenue, remember it? No?
Oh, yeah, I do.
We go with that.
Johnny. Good.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming. Come back, though, next time.
Yeah.